pro wrestling. Now real wrestling action is at your fingertips. Nostalgia, chronological exploration of every NES game released in North America. Sean, why are you laughing?
Because I've never seen you do jazz hands during the intro.
Those weren't jazz
those
hands.
Those were spirit fingers.
Yeah, that's the power. Exactly. Thank you. That is the power of pro wrestling at my fingertips. Because this is a podcast and no one can see me, I was like basically assaulting Sean with my fingertips during the
whole distance.
Yeah,
from not like actually, like,
almost like I was a wizard, you know, like I don't, yeah. you know, like putting a spell on you.
You
caused me to do this, but what a time to play our third wrestling game for the NES.
Yeah, we didn't even do introductions.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm Sean.
I'm Sam,
and I'm Mike.
Wow.
Everybody knows me by now because I talk way too much on this podcast.
And if you don't remember me, I've also been on the podcast.
Yeah, and you're the quiet one.
Yeah.
But maybe you have feelings about pro wrestling that you're going to talk about today. Don't be the quiet one.
Well,
I certainly do.
Sean, you said this is our third wrestling game?
I would say nominally it is our third wrestling game. I think that there are games that were called wrestling games that you should not call it a game.
Yeah, it should call it a game. Here's the thing. Wrestling, we're at peak wrestling time.
It is mid to late 80s.
So we're not, peak wrestling time isn't true. Like, people will tell you that, like, the Raw is war, WWF era, like, that's when wrestling was at its height. I'm saying, like, the boom is happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, wrestling is bigger than ever in 1985 because it's now, like, we're talking WrestleMania in 85.
Hulkamania.
And all that. Yeah, Hulkamania is 85 as well. So, like, by 87, we're at WrestleMania 3 now, baby, and it's no coincidence that we also get pro
wrestling, our third NES game.
Yeah, third don't wrestling. Let that distract you from the fact that in 1998, Mankind was thrown off a Hell in a Cell by The Undertaker.
I love it.
Yep, I said it backwards, though, to help it out.
It's good. It's
I also
good.
Said the first year wrong, so...
So let's get into first impressions.
First impressions of pro wrestling. If you don't mind, I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah. This game just, quite frankly, just doesn't do it for me. And that's my first impression. It's literally, I knew that, like, whether this game works or not, it's not going to do enough for me. It's not going to impress me enough. There was nice little touches. And yes, this is definitely the most competent wrestling game we've gotten so far. But in terms of, like, the energy and excitement... I'm sorry, guys. It's just not there for me. Sam?
First impressions was that I was kind of floundering with the controls a little bit. Kind of just mashing things, trying to hit someone. Wasn't sure where the hitboxes were. But then after I kind of settled into it, I started to really enjoy this one.
Cool. So, yeah. Sean?
Yeah, I was sort of leaning more towards Mike's impression where... I just don't think I can play early wrestling games. I'm not good at any kind of wrestling game, retro or current. But I did appreciate this one a lot more, at least just because of its presentation. At least, like, this is the first time I've seen, like, a ref.
Or yeah.
Just, like, following you around.
There's enough added here for it to be, like, a big enough difference than, like, tag team pro wrestling. Like, like, this is definitely the one to get out of the three wrestling games that are currently available on the NES.
Like, I think it's got a lot of authenticity. I mean, it's not real wrestlers.
There's even a cameraman.
There's a camera guy that serves no purpose.
You cannot interact with them.
I mean, it's just there because, like, oh, let's put a camera guy. It would be cool if you could throw the camera guy into your opponent, but that's just a missed opportunity.
If you could knock out the camera guy, I would hope that you could also knock out the ref.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, that
would
be good.
Have the ref on your team or fight him also. Yeah.
But yeah, so I think it's got great presentation, and I was struggling with it.
I wonder if I'm just too hard on wrestling games in general, though. Like, hear me out here for a minute. I do like wrestling. Not anymore, really. I'm not big on it. I'll still watch some big events, and if I know, like, you know, what's going on in the current storylines, yeah. I'll watch it. But
The Rock is still pretty big, right?
No. Okay. No, I mean, like, I really like wrestling, especially back then. And so, like, maybe I'm just being too tough because my standards for, like, wrestling are, like, attributed to something that is not like a video game. Like, you couldn't take the storylines of the WWF, even at that time, and translate them into a wrestling game. Like, when it comes down to it, at the end, there's only, like, two buttons on this thing. So you're not going to be able to, like, really work it out to be, like, some kind of complex wrestling machine. And I think I, you know, just, like, looking back on the game, I'm willing to say I'm too tough on it, but it's not going to change my mind about, like, going back to it.
I have an idea.
Yes.
What if, and I don't know why there hasn't been a wrestling game that has tried this, what if between the matches there was, like, a choose-your-own-adventure portion where you could actually develop the storylines?
So this is a thing that happens in almost every wrestling game, like, since the PlayStation 1.
Well, I don't care.
Okay, no, I'm just throwing it out there. It was a mind blah for me.
Mind blah?
Well, I don't want to say the actual word, but it was like mind blowing to me, I guess, at the time that that's the word I didn't want to say. I didn't want to say mind blowing.
Gotcha.
It was mind blowing to me that, like, back then in PS1 days, you could even, like, you know, go through, like, a full season and, like, do pay per views and stuff like that and
whatever.
Like, build up your stories, but
yeah, but that's just fights. I mean, isn't there a bunch of stuff that happens, like, behind the scenes? Like,
no, I know, and you can do that. Like how I'm not joking. In WWF SmackDown and SmackDown 2 and Shut Your Mouth and Know Your Role and all that stuff. Like, these are the game titles of the games. Like, you could do that in those games, and it's crazy. And now I think, like, that's like the selling point for those games is, like, essentially you can create your own character and, like, go through a story arc of the WWF that don't make, like, specifically WWE now. Sorry, guys. Don't want anybody to get confused with the Wildlife Foundation. You know, and you can, like, go through your own storyline. So, yeah, the NES version's definitely not going to have that.
I'm very sorry, everybody that likes wrestling games, that I totally forgot about the genre for about 2 decades.
You had fun with this game.
I did. I liked this game.
Who's your character?
Starman is my character.
The guy who's from maybe Mexico?
Yes, definitely Mexico.
It's like a luchador kind of, like, but like
they,
a full body.
They
mask.
Straight up
full
they don't pink, deny yeah. it. In the like intro video when you select your guy and it
oh,
gives
yeah?
you like his stats, it says
Wait,
nation.
There are stats?
Yeah, it says nation
Wait,
Mexico
hang on, I gotta...
question mark.
Really?
Yeah, like, dead serious, Mexico, question mark.
I thought that there was a guy that was maybe from Caracas or something like that.
Caracas? No. So we have, I'll just go through the roster and you guys can tell me. You guys can just give me, like, a thumbs up, thumbs down, but say whether you actually liked them because no one's going to know if you did the thumbs up, thumbs down thing.
Okay.
So we have Starman, who is from the nation of Mexico, question mark. His date of birth is unknown. He weighs 220 pounds, 6'3", and his signature move is the somersault dropkick.
Love that one.
Thumbs up.
That makes me immediately think of Rick and Morty with the uh-oh somersault. Uh-oh somersault jump. Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, you need to have a very high IQ to understand that reference.
Okay. That's my bad. No, but I do like Starman.
Okay, I think Starman, like, looks cool.
Here's the thing. I like Starman.
Starman was the first person that I played against. I was like, oh, who is this badass-looking wrestler?
I want to be him.
Who's kicking my ass right now? And so I went him. Then I went as, like, the Swamp Thing guy, and I forget what he's called.
Yeah, I was wondering what the Swamp Man's name was, too, but I think it's Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah.
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 And his nation is unknown.
Okay.
I don't think of him as the Swamp Man. I think of him as, like, legit the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Because,
like,
yeah, here's the thing. His special moves actually look like he's eating your face.
It's called the Piranha Bite.
Yeah, so is he actually eating your face?
Yeah, I have to imagine if it's called the Piranha Bite, at the very least, he is chewing on your neck.
Okay, because, you know, like, I thought maybe it was just a really, like, low resolution way to, like, show a noogie.
No, yeah, he
like
gets
that.
In there. He definitely
he's
gets in
you.
There.
Okay, cool.
All right, so how do we feel about Amazon? We like
yeah,
him?
I dig it.
He was cool. I really only used
blood.
Starman, though.
Okay. Amazon was my go-to guy, if I'm being legit, just because it was so so unique and different. I was like, I'm actually playing as something non-human.
Yeah.
That's strange.
Well, Starman could be anything.
Starman could be anything, but he could also just be a guy with a star painted on his face.
I assumed that that's what Amazon was. He was just a guy in a costume.
Oh, you think he's in a costume?
Yeah, he's in a costume. The star guy, you can see the holes in his mask where he can look through.
Wow, this game is a lot more detailed than I give credit for. Speaking of, like, little details in this game, since we're not about to go through all these guys, like, Kinkorn Karn. Or Fighter Height. Hayabusa.
Fighter Hayabusa was the guy I played with the most because for a while I thought that was the only one you could play as.
you didn't think to just like touch the directional buttons.
No.
Fighter Hayabusa from Japan, he was born September 18th, 1951. They were that specific about it. And his special move is the back brain kick. Which is just you press the A button while in front and slightly below the opponent,
yeah,
and he'll do that.
It looks cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. Then you have Giant Panther.
So we are going through all.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, once I talked about Kinkorn Karn, I was like, we got to go through the rest.
Kinkorn Karn.
From Korea. Uh-huh. Kinkorn Karn's from Korea. Giant Panther from the USA.
Ooh.
And he was born November 5th.
In Georgia, right?
November 5th, 1952. They don't specify the state because then they'd also have to specify like the region.
No,
and the other.
He's either from Texas or Georgia.
Well, because
that's the only place that wrestlers grew up.
Okay. Yeah, I guess like, well, there, you know what? If we're going to get into a bit of wrestling history, you know,
Florida. I feel like there's some Florida.
Yeah, yeah, there's, I would say like, you know, there was a, before the WWF kind of like made everything like, you know, the entire United States has like its own circuit thing. Yeah, the circuits were kind of like divided the same way that like divisions are still divided in sports, you know, where it's
yeah.
like you've got the
yeah.
East Coast, you've got the Southeast, you've got the Midwest. And
some
you've
of
got...
my friends are still into like the indie wrestling scene, which I did not know existed before.
Yeah, no,
that,
I mean,
so.
A guy I know from high school does that in California.
Wow. He's an actual wrestler.
Maybe not California. Maybe it's New Jersey. He was in
wrestler?
California for a while.
Wait a minute.
He was in California
one coast
for a while.
To the other.
I forget which one. Which where
people
he was doing.
People always say
for.
It's either California or New Jersey.
Yeah.
When it comes down
once
to
once you
it.
Cross the Hudson, it doesn't matter.
I think he did it in California, but he also does it in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he actually does it, though. Like, he puts
I believe
himself
so,
through
yeah.
the tables and stuff. Wow, that's
yeah.
incredible. God bless him. And then the last guy, King Slender,
Slenderman
from the USA, 10 years younger than most of the other guys. Kinkorn Karn is the oldest guy born in 1942.
Well, to be oh fair, my. We don't know how old Starman is.
That's true.
He could be ageless.
He actually could be infinite. Like, since the birth of the first star, Starman has been around.
I mean, Carl Sagan says that we're all made up of stars.
We're all star children.
Yeah.
Mm.
Stardust.
That's another Mass Effect thing, right?
Star Children?
The Star Child, right?
No, that's 2001 A Space Odyssey, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, that is true. I was also thinking that little child thing, though.
Oh, the one that's like, hey, do you want to destroy your control?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, don't do this to me right now, kid.
That's the Crucible.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, no, okay.
The Cradle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought you were on the Crucible when
well,
you beat that
I thought
kid.
That was just the... By
the
way, this is...
performing in the
this
Crucible.
This is part two of Mass Effect trivia.
Yeah, Mass Effect 3 trivia specifically. Yeah. We're just really trying to... Guys, we're still trying to figure out that game. Someone has to do... I need the government to do a formal investigation into what happened with Mass Effect 3. I
the
need
Mueller
answers.
Probe has moved into the Mass Effect trilogy.
Yeah. We should get back to pro wrestling. Let's talk about the actual gameplay.
Oh,
all right, let's
gameplay.
Do it. Yeah. So the gameplay, you got you got your kicks, you got your punches.
How does grappling go in this one, Sam? Because grappling's been a bit of a struggle in the other two wrestling games.
To be honest, I'm not sure how grappling starts. I just kind of like find myself
in a grapple.
I'm like, all right, but I know that there are certain moves that you can do when you're in a grapple, and so I guess if you hit those moves before the opponent does, then you do them. And like
you're summing up my exact feelings, though. It's incredible.
It's,
you're right. How do you get into a grapple?
I just kind of went with it, though. But Starman has some good options when he's in a grapple.
Have you ever thrown the guy to, like, the ropes?
No, I couldn't figure that out.
Okay, because I've done that, okay. And I find that to be the best strategy, because then you always just give him, like, that roundhouse kick thing.
Oh, yeah. My
that
strategy,
knocks him right out.
I have a winning strategy that it makes the game really...
Well, we're here to talk about winning strategies.
Yeah, it makes the game pretty boring, but I have not found a flaw in this.
Made the game pretty boring, but this is what I do.
Yeah, no, it is. So this is what happens. The second you square off against your opponent, immediately run away. If you double tap direction, you run in that direction. So you immediately run. If you run against the ropes, then it gives you like a boost coming at them. And then you can do like a flying like elbow at them that they just can't dodge.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do that. That's so strange. I never was able to like fly off the ropes, essentially, like, you know, like, because, like, that's a thing real wrestlers do, too, and I was just like, yeah. Oh, I'd probably be able to do that, because I was actually surprised at, like, how many extra things you can do in this game that you couldn't do in the other two.
Yeah, you can climb on top of the ropes,
yeah,
also.
Yeah, climbing on the top rope and dropping an elbow is really cool.
This isn't exactly that. This is, like, running against the ropes and bouncing off of them. Like,
yeah. And that's what I would have liked to have done.
Be able to interact with the actual ring.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And you can, like, throw people out of the ring, which I never did, but I got myself thrown out a couple times.
Yeah, and if you get thrown out, it's weird that you can only re-enter the ring from the very center.
Yeah, that tripped me up the first time.
Like, you can't enter from the side.
I guess I only just tried to enter from the middle because it felt right.
Is that where you got thrown out of, though?
No, I got thrown out. Like, I just tried to, like, fight him, and then I eventually made my way to the center.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I always like to be as cheap as possible. People probably know this from the tag team wrestling episode, but like I always try to be as cheap as possible, bring my opponent outside the ring and just knock him out at 18 and just run back in there. He's like, he's out cold, get him. It's much easier that way.
Never,
you know,
thought
what I tried
to do
a lot and can only do sometimes, which was a little bit disappointing, which was I would try and like do one of the jumping like sidekicks or whatever. To knock him out right near the edge and then jump on top of the ropes and then come at them with some kind of flying move, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every single time I would do this, almost every single time, they would wake up, like come to before I was able to jump off. And then I would miss, and I would just lay on the ground, like, for a long time, unable to get up. And that guy's like, oh, okay, I'm going to do that now while you're laying on the ground. And then they would just pin me, game over pin, but...
It's okay if it is that way.
They would just get me every single time I tried to get them that way.
You can really only lose by either count out or pinfall, right? There's no KO, is there?
No KO.
No.
Okay, yeah.
But it becomes... I've noticed that there is a point where it'll play a sound effect when you get knocked down, and I'm pretty sure that just means that you can't get back up. Like, I never actually...
Really?
I was, like, button mashing to try and wake up.
Well, here's one thing if I have to give a compliment to the game before I start bashing it. One thing that I did really like about it was that you do kind of, like, fatigue faster and faster the more you get hit, and it stays that way, too. It's not like you suddenly, like... find your strength again. It's like once you've been like knocked out a couple times, like it's gonna be really hard to stand up and get out of the grapples and stuff. But at the same time, I have to say that like that kind of stinks from a gameplay thing because you've completely lost control of your character at a certain point.
Yeah,
and the AI will take advantage of that. They one time I swear the Puma guy, no, not Puma, Black Panther. No, not Black Panther.
Black Panther.
Black Panther is Gumshoe.
right, the Black Panther
the Black
diamonds.
Panther jewels, diamonds or whatever. This is Great Panther, and the weird thing was that he knew I was beaten at this point. I couldn't escape anything, but he just continued to grapple me and just like throw me against the ropes.
Pick you up.
Or pick me up or do his special, and I'm like, dude, pin me. Like, get me out of here. I'm done. Like, I am so tired of this right now.
It was very cruel.
Yes. So I'm not, you know, I don't, that's a mechanic that, you know, you can like it, but you can also hate it. All right. So there is like a little bit of a progression though in this game from when you start. There's like the idea of like winning the, is it the VWA belt?
Yeah, I think it's the, VWA.
I don't know what that stands for.
Video Wrestling Association.
Oh my gosh, wow. This is amazing. Like, people are really good at that kind of stuff, and I think you've solved it.
I'm pretty sure that's it, but I don't think it is.
Video Wrestling Association, I buy it. Whatever.
Yeah. Somebody will correct us.
Yeah, so you're trying to win that belt, and I think you have to do, how many fights?
You make your way up, like, you're ranked fifth. to begin. If you drop to sixth, then you it's game over.
Yeah, it's game over.
But you have
right.
to keep fighting to make your way up to first, and then you have to defend the first place for like 10 matches, and then you fight Ric Flair.
Yeah, who is called
Slenderman.
No.
Oh.
Really?
I'm not sure.
I thought it was
Golden Child.
Sorry, I know what you're talking about. Yes. To win the belt, you're talking about.
To win the belt.
Yes, okay, yeah. That's the Ric Flair guy.
Wait, or is it when you fight the other association? I forgot. I had to read about this.
Okay, no, because I was going to say, once you are the VWA champion, if you win another 10 fights, you get to the final boss.
Yes.
That's the Great Puma.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, right. And that's why I said Puma earlier, but he's not an actual character that you can play as. He's just a fightable character that is like
just a big
from
cat.
An adjacent league.
it's funny. It's like how the Swamp Man's actually just from the swamp. It's like the Amazon guy. It's funny that the Great Puma is like, but I think that's kind of neat that they like included. Like that's the kind of thing Urban Champion needed.
Urban Champion needed anything.
I'm saying like these are Nintendo developed games and like they, you know, like this has like a Nintendo flair to it by adding like, you know, these special characters. Like I would love to see one of these guys show up again somewhere.
You
like
know what,
I
you want know what them Cars in the 2 new Smash. Needed. Cars 2 needed like the Curious Case of Benjamin Button's storyline. Like, I think that's what it needed.
Wow, that's incredibly... Do you want to explain yourself right now? Are you just bringing that into the equation?
I'm just saying, like... Just to say, like, a game that bad.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Sorry, we really can't rag on Urban Champion any more than we've already done. So we have to stop because somebody likes that game.
Yeah, okay? Well, okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so you fight Great Puma and then you just kind of, you know, it's like... You fight them and you defend the title and great, keep going. Like that's really it. So I think that's cool. I mean, those championship screens are kind of cool.
Yeah,
I always like when you know when it goes beyond like just the blocky characters that we see on the end. You know, like it reminds me of what we were talking in the previous episode about Trojan, and it's like yeah, the graphics aren't the best, but when you see that pixel art at the ending, like that's awesome. And it's kind of like the same thing with the championship screens. It's like that's a really nice trophy.
Yeah, they show you the trophies. It's very glittery.
Yeah,
I like it.
One last gameplay thing I want to talk about before we go into like, you know, my house cleaning section where I just like talk about the development of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing I really appreciated about this game was the referee and how like if he's on the other side.
Yeah.
Oh, hustle over.
Yeah. But he also has like it counts as part of like your time being pinned, too. Like,
yeah.
So if he's on the other side and you're like, you would have been in a 3 count, but he hasn't started counting yet. You might be able to break out at 2.
Yeah. And that's part of the reason why I think that this is a good simulation presentationally, because I couldn't play the game for the life of me. I'm just not good at wrestling games, but to include something so tangential, I would say, like just something that isn't always simulated in these games. Mm-hmm. I think that was really cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk a little bit about why I don't like this game, though.
Okay, good.
You know,
because I don't like this game either.
Yeah,
I like this game.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just meant like, you know, because I feel like I've been saying a lot of good things about the game. People might be confused. And I think like there's a couple things that like just take me out of the game. And number one is that grappling thing. First off, it's just like even when we're in a grapple, is it like they're not specific enough about like priority of like who goes who. And like sometimes I feel like, am I just not spamming the buttons fast enough? Like, you know, and grappling moves do a ton of damage, too. So it easily takes you out of the fight if your opponent's getting most of them. So I didn't appreciate that. I definitely didn't like the hitboxes for this.
Yeah.
A lot of times I felt like I was doing the roundhouse kick and it must have looked really silly to everyone in the audience because I just kicked like air, but I thought I was pretty sure I was going to kick him in the back or something.
Yeah.
Like, so I was surprised by, you know, that the hitbox detection's still not there. I don't really know how you would solve that though. I think like the problem that these older games are having is the space of the wrestling ring itself and being able to like, you know, show like
Z-axis?
When you're on, yeah, like a Z-axis, but on the sense of like, if you're a little bit off, like, it should be more forgiving, I feel like, because, you know, obviously if I'm punching a guy and I'm not directly squared up with him on a 3D plane, it wouldn't land that punch, right? It would make sense. But even here, sometimes it feels like I'm punching and, you know, it's not happening because I'm a little bit off. It's
but,
like,
yeah, I mean, sure, that could be a reason, but we've played games that while they may not be wrestling games, they still have hit detection that works on both the X and Y axis. Like, there's nothing that says that this game can't feel as tight as
like tennis.
Like, yeah, sure, like
tennis didn't feel tight to me.
Well, I'm just trying to think of something.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm not giving the game a pass on this. I'm saying, yeah, like, for me, this is the part that, like, broke me on the game, was just that, like, maybe I'll just never be good at these old wrestling games. But, you know, as much charm and, like, polish this game has, at the end of the day, you don't get to see a lot of that if you're not good at this game.
Yeah. And I think that because it can't be a game that, like, we just, like, last week we played Trojan, and the hit detection was fine. Like, you could hit your sword at
somebody. I never felt like I was missing anyone.
But, like, just by virtue of wrestling being a slower activity than just, like, some random beat-em-up, I think it needs a way to give these moves more weight, and maybe failing to even do them is part of that. I don't really know, like, what the game design philosophy is for a wrestling game, especially this early in, like, their history.
I think for me, though, like, in a wrestling game, like, I want to feel like, you know, like I'm a person to be feared, you know, like, like I'm a strong character. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be, like, most of the time punching the air and being, like, out grappled. And
this is something that all of them have had, like, a problem with.
Yeah. So I mean, this one, again, like, a lot better than the other
time,
two.
Like, but the AI also, just, like, obviously they get it. They know where the hitboxes are.
Yeah, exactly. They're not missing.
So I think sometimes it does feel a little cheap, but for some reason for me, it was able to,
I saw you,
like,
play.
Yeah, I was able to, like, click. It clicked with me a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I think, like, you know, I don't want to take off too many points just because I'm bad at this game. But at the end of the day, it did kind of, like, harpen my enjoyment of it.
Yeah. I think that something like muscle or tag team wrestling is, like, you can just tell it's jank, and it's not, you're not going to get better at the game just from the nature of the game. But this one, I think that is the kind of game where it comes off, like, some of the hitboxes are a little bit jank, and there's kind of not, I keep saying jank, but not jank elements to it, but there kind of are, right? Mm-hmm. But it's things that over time you will get used to and that you will navigate and, in, like, still have a good time with it. That's where the balance was for me.
Okay.
So right before we get into the essential games list, I just want to say that this game was Nintendo R&D 3, which is, you know, the numbers don't really mean anything. I mean, R&D 1 was always working on the most important games, but it doesn't mean that if you're working on R&D 3 that your game isn't important. And as it turns out, pro wrestling is actually a pretty important game for Nintendo at this point, because, yes, that, you know, that wrestling boom was happening all across the States, and that really helped this game be one of the biggest sellers of 87 for Nintendo. It was doing huge numbers. I think for the first 2 months, it was, like, the number one best-selling video game.
It's interesting, considering that it already had, I mean, to varying degrees of competence, both far below this one, but they already had two other wrestling games to compete with.
I think people were just itching for, you know, and also I think, like, the difference is muscle and tag team wrestling you might have mistakenly bought.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think this one actually, like, when you look at the, you know, if you're a kid back then, all you had was the box covers to go off of.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the back of this box, you're getting that feeling of, like, oh, this is, like, just like the WWF.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think it has that going for it. And so I think, like, Nintendo is to credit for that. Like, they saw the boom, they saw the opportunity to make the game, and they kind of copied as close as they could. I mean, like, that guy with the camera, I you know, even though you can't do anything with them, it's just, like, cool that they recognize that, and they're not trying to make, like, a more traditional style wrestling game, and this one does have more flair to it, you know.
Ric Flair.
Yeah, Ric Flair. I mean, Sean will tell you he's in the game. And the creator of this one, or at least like the director in charge of it, Masato Masuda, he went on to create the Fire Pro Wrestling series line of video games, which I think is still getting games, right? Didn't he get a game very recently?
Fire Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, that's the name of it.
I haven't heard of that.
Really, you guys haven't heard? This is like a, wow, okay. It's like a long-standing series, and I think it just got another game.
It's not SmackDown? It didn't change into SmackDown?
No. Fire Pro Wrestling it only exists in the game world. Okay. It's not real. I recommend checking it out because it's kind of cool.
Okay.
It has its own unique set of characters as well and stuff like that.
I feel like we're going to have to play it at some point, right? Like it's part of the curriculum.
Did it ever come to NES? That's a good question. I don't know when Fire Pro Wrestling started. I just know that it's a long-standing franchise. And it's kind of interesting that like Masuda started at Nintendo and said kind of like, I'm going to go make my own games and stuff like that. Yeah. So he wound up doing, joining another company and making games. And that's why I'm not sure if this comes to the NES or not. If he might have still been working at Nintendo for a time. But it's just cool to see that, like, the guy behind this longstanding video game franchise series, his roots start right at the very beginning with pro wrestling on the NES.
I guess he did have some, like, I guess it's too jank for us, but
not for me.
Not for the guy who has a jank folder. But people do like this game, Sean. You could say Game Informer really likes this game. Game Informer in 2001 said that this was definitively the 79th best video game of all time.
Wow.
Now that just makes me think that, like, this was a call. No, okay. This probably wasn't an internet poll.
But this was just the Game Informer staff coming together and making this list. But like, guys, come on! In 2001, the fact that this game is topping the 100, like the top 100, it's like clearly it wouldn't be anywhere close anymore, even for Game Informer.
I know, but this reeks of like somebody, like everybody stuffing the ballot box to vote like Rory Fitzpatrick into the All-Star game or something like that. Like,
right? I always felt that way about like. For me, I always liked getting those top 100 game magazine things, but when it came down to it and you actually read them, a lot of times it was just like, this is so subjective. Because they're covering so many decades of things, It's like, where do you even begin to talk about a game like pro wrestling and Halo? You don't put those games near each other, right. And they're not near each other on the Game Informer list for what it's worth, 2001, is Halo even out?
Yeah.
Yeah?
By like a couple months, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe it wasn't on their list. But like, you get what I'm saying, it's like, you don't talk about games like that, and it's just like, pro wrestling? Like, I could probably think of 79 better NES games.
Yeah, by the end of this.
Yeah. All right. That's Game Informer. Let's find out what we think about it on the Essential Games List. All right, it's the Essential Games List, and this time we're talking about pro wrestling. We're going to talk about whether it's still worth playing today when you have access to games where you can make entire storylines and play pay-per-views, and also Mass Effect 3 is an option.
You got Halo 1.
If you're a masochist. Sean, take me through your essential game.
So let me tell you, if the NES only had its library stricken down to just these three wrestling games that we've played, hell yes, this would be an essential game. But it has a number of more titles than those three wrestling games, and most of them are better than this. I appreciate all of the cute touches and presentation, and I assume that if you like wrestling games, this might be for you, but this is not in my essential games list.
Sam.
All right, so let me paint a picture for you guys. You're a kid, you're really into wrestling, let's say, and so you had the other two NES games, and you were just so disappointed with how bad they were. You boot this one in, and then you hear that same music from tennis and baseball, and you're thinking, oh no, what did I do? But then you start playing it, and it's not that bad, you know? And then you start, I think that this is a game that if you put enough time into it, you can really enjoy it. And especially if you have like a sibling or someone to play it with, and you start playing each other in it, then I think that this is like, it could be a very fun game to have just in your collection. I don't think it's essential, but I personally enjoyed it. I would give it a play it.
I'll get my vote right out of the way and say that this is not essential in 2018. It'd be silly to think that, like, you know, any wrestling game on the NES that doesn't have like some other like genre breaking thing is going to be, you know, like a definitive version of anything in 2018, just because wrestling games have, you know, are one of those things that have definitely come a long way since then.
Like in comparison. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think even wrestling more so, and I think this is what I'm getting down to and why I don't think it's that fun, is because I'm just not quite sold on the idea that like 2D wrestling games can even be fun. Yeah. You know, I'm not quite sold on that yet. I really think that like the jump to 3D really helped the wrestling genre in specific, just because it's one of those things that benefits a lot more from 3D space. Whereas like, you know, even NES, baseball, and tennis, and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, I wasn't like a huge fan of those games.
But at least one of them's haunted.
Right. You'll have to check out the articles on nostalgiacast.com for that. But yeah, no, I mean, like, yeah, I'm not too hyped on those games either, but they were like understandable and playable, and they had like their own defined rules for 2D. This is just trying to emulate 3D wrestling in a 2D space, and I think that's why the 3D wrestling games are always so much better.
But that's just like, you just say like any game genre that has been done in 3D is just inherently better than the 2D.
Well, but I don't think I'm going to say that though.
That's what you just said.
No. I'm saying the wrestling genre in specific, like that genre of games works better in 3D. I'm saying that like any wrestling game that's done in 2D is just trying to the other games like tennis, right? Like in a 2D space, like you look at Mario Tennis on the Game Boy, that's a great game, mm-hmm. and that's 2D, and it figured out a way to do it differently than like, oh, I just wish that I could play this game, but in 3D, you know, like it does its own established rules, and any sports game can do that kind of thing. I mean, you know, I played even Madden on like the Game Boy Advance, and it was like, wow, this is interesting take. Like, I didn't need it to be in 3D on the Game Boy Advance to convince me that it was football.
Yeah.
You know, these wrestling games aren't doing it for me. And that's what it comes down to, guys. But as you know, Sean and Sam have said, like, the game definitely has that Nintendo charm to it and plenty of personality. And, you know, I actually have a lot of good things to say about this game. So nothing inherently bad about it. I don't mean to offend anybody by the fact that, like, I'm just not enjoying it. But, you know, I'm just not sure I'm going to enjoy wrestling games on this console, period.
Mm. All right.
And, you know, that's all the time we have for this episode of Nostalgia. Join us next time for Slalom.
Slalom.
I had to say it because you guys, but no, everybody always makes fun of the way I pronounce anything. And I've been saying it that way for so long that I had to say it again. So, Sean, what will they be playing?
Slalom.
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 You guys can just join us to play Salami next week. The Rare's very first game. Rare the company. Rare. It's not Rare's. Like, I can't even make a pun on that. Never
it's
mind.
Like a rare steak.
No. I wish I could start over, but I can't because we're signing off. So
we have so much tape left.
You can tell me how much you loved or hated this episode at contact@nostalgiacast.com. That's nostalgiacast.com. And speaking of which, that's also the same URL as our website. Just take out the contact and the at symbol, but add a www dot in front of it.
You must put the www.
Yeah, you get the idea. You could also just Google search nostalgia and we'll show up. But make sure it's an E and not an O. We don't have nostalgia for these games. We have nostalgia. Get it? Because we never played these games growing up. We got articles, we got show notes, we got thoughts, all that stuff's on the website. Join us next time, guys. I'm Michael Esposito. You can find me on @EspositoFilm on Twitter, and we'll talk to you soon.